This is Mike Johnson with the World Business Report Wall Street Update for Monday, December the 15th. Within the past half hour, Russia's central bank has increased its key interest rate, so its cost of borrowing money basically, to 17% from 10.5%. Rob Young is with me. Rob, this is a dramatic move. What's behind it?
It is indeed a very dramatic hike in the interest rate, the second rise in interest rates in Russia in the past week or so. This is after the currency, the ruble, tumbled 10% on Monday, its biggest fall in a single day since the crisis back in 1998. And this is all related recently to the plunge in global oil prices, down by about half since their peak in June this year. And Russia is heavily dependent on selling oil to the rest of the world. And so there's concerns about how the government will be able to maintain its current rate of spending when the oil price fall is factored into its budget. Many people saying the oil price will continue to fall. And twinned with that, we've got the Western sanctions, which have been imposed on Russia by the European Union and the United States. That's limited the ability of many individuals close to the Kremlin, and also many companies close to the Kremlin, limited their ability to borrow money outside of Russia.
Okay, Rob, thanks very much indeed. We'll have to see how that plays out. That was our reporter, Rob Young, there. Well, the continued collapse of the Russian ruble and falling oil prices, too. They were once again the big talking points of the day's share trading in New York. Peter Jankowskis at Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. Tell me more.
Well, I think it probably was a continuation of the falling oil price trend. We started out the day with nice strong gains on better-than-expected industrial production numbers, and then oil prices began to tumble shortly after the markets opened, and that erased all those gains and made us negative for the day.
Yes, the oil producers cartel OPEC, restating that it's not going to reduce output. I suppose that is one of the reasons why prices continue to head down.
Yes, indeed. It's certainly putting pressure on oil prices. I'm a little surprised why it continues to be a damper for equities, since for the most part, I would think it would be positive for most companies, both reducing their costs directly and putting more dollars in consumers' pockets to buy goods. So the continued fixation on that and driving equity prices lower continues to be a bit puzzling.
And it's also driven the value of the Russian currency, the ruble, even lower, another 13% fall on the day against the dollar.
Well, that certainly does make sense, since they're certainly relying on oil revenues as a major sop to their government and keeping their economy running. So the falling oil price there definitely is weakening their ability to repay loans and is certainly going to hurt the value of their currency.
And nervousness about international terrorism is a constant theme these days, isn't it? What impact did this siege in Sydney in Australia have on the markets?
Well, I think it may have weighed somewhat on the U.S. market, because the lows for the day here in the U.S. occurred right around the time that siege was broken up by the action of the authorities there. And I think that did put some additional pressure in the short run, but shortly after that, the U.S. stock did rally back somewhat.
Peter Jankowskis, well, the Dow finished the day down 0.6% at 17,180. Earlier, London's main share index, that was down almost 2% at 6,182. Let's check on that oil price. February New York light crude, that was down at about $2.25 at $55.81 a barrel. And that's all for this Wall Street Update.
You've been listening to World Business Report from the BBC World Service. For more news and analysis, download Business Matters, our daily hour-long mix of current affairs and debate, published at breakfast time in Asia and Europe. We debate key trends in the worlds of work, politics, technology, and the environment. Find it at bbc.com/podcasts. You can also follow us and get our latest audio at twitter.com/BBC World Biz and talk to us on Facebook at facebook.com/BBC Business.